This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 185 for Tuesday, December 13th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher on Tuesday morning, receiving support from rising crude and vegetable oil prices. Crude oil is making gains due to the ongoing shutdown of the Keystone Pipeline, as well as the further easing of COVID-19 restrictions in China. Chicago soy oil is also higher, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The Canadian dollar is up 6/10 of a U.S. cent. The January canola contract is up $8.60 per ton at $881.30, while the March canola contract is up $9.70 per ton at $864. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in the black, with the latter two having double-digit increases. The USDA reported that export inspections of U.S. corn totaled 505,000 tons last week, down 319,000 tons from the previous week. Total corn inspections are down 31% from this point last year. Officials from Mexico will meet in Washington, D.C. on Friday to resolve the issue regarding U.S. genetically modified corn imports, which Mexico wants to ban for human consumption. There will be a USMCA meeting on this January 9th. The March corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.58. Soybeans are continuing their large rally from Monday, while soy oil rebounds from its lowest price since July. Export inspections for U.S. soybeans were down 240,000 tons to 1.84 million last week, with an additional 358,000 tons of corrections added to previous reports. Argentina is expecting high temperatures and below normal precipitation for the next 2 weeks, threatening its soybean crop, while conditions in Brazil are seen as more favorable. The January soybean contract is up 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.78. Export inspections for U.S. wheat last week were more than 218,000 tons, down 113,000 from the previous week. Prices are rising partially due to uncertainty regarding grain shipments from Ukraine going to the Black Sea because of Russian attacks. The USDA is also predicting spring wheat carryout to be 119 million bushels, the lowest number since 2008. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.62. The March Kansas City hard-red wheat contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.73. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.26. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, December 13th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.